the real introduction of myself and yourself also is that we are spirit, soul, Atma. And that's why so-called introduction of so-called body is false introduction. So let me spiritually introduce myself. I am a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, and I joined Srila Prabhupada in 1974 in Toronto, Canada, and I met him in Toronto and New York, first Rath Yatra in 76. I met him there, and since then I'm traveling around the world and preach Krishna consciousness. So this is good enough introduction, I guess.
Because Prabhupada told me to preach.
Yeah, because he told me to preach. He said there are many engineers. I was professional engineer working for big company, earning fabulously also for those days. But he told me that we have enough engineers and doctors. So you please leave your profession and change your profession. Not leave, but change. Yeah, those who are not shy about me being your friend or father or brother or cousin, please come forward and sit right in front here. So I left my profession. Next day I gave resignation without asking for anybody. So since then I am preaching. So Padmaji, what we are doing?
We are in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, text 15.
50. 50. Okay, page 135. Everybody should bring Bhagavad Gita because this is class, and in the class textbook has to be there. And teacher is Krishna. He is speaking. And we are reading his word. Many of you will be like my daughter Sage. So, no Sai, come here. And Padmaji, aap idhar aa jaiye. Move this mridanga and sit closer. So, text 135 and, sorry, text 50. Mere piche dhoraiye. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Bhagavad Gita as it is, translated and commented by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. And it will be in English, no? English? Chapter 2, entitled Contents of the Gita, summarized, text 50. So please repeat after me. Buddhi-yukta.
Buddhi-yukta.
One who is engaged in devotional service.
One who is engaged in devotional service.
Jahati.
Jahati.
Can get rid of.
and get rid of.
Iha.
Iha.
In this life.
In this life.
Ube.
Ube.
In both.
In both.
Sukrut. Duskrute.
Duskrute.
In good and bad result.
Good and bad result.
Tasmat.
Tasmat.
Therefore.
Therefore.
Yogaya.
Yogaya.
For the sake of devotional service.
For the sake of devotional service.
Yugyasva.
Yugyasva.
Yujyasva.
Yujyasva.
Be so engaged.
Be so engaged.
Yoga.
Yoga.
Krishna consciousness.
Krishna consciousness.
Karmashu.
Karmashu.
In all activities.
In all activities.
Kaushalam.
Kaushalam.
Art.
Art.
Buddhi yukto jahati ha.
Buddhi yukto jahati ha.
Uthe sukruta duskrute.
Ube sukruta duskrute.
Tasmad yogaya yujyasva.
Yujyasva. Yujyasva.
Yoga karma sukausalam.
Yoga karma sukausalam.
Buddhi yukto jahati ha.
Buddhi yukto jahati ha.
Ube sukruta duskrute.
Ube sukruta duskrute.
Tasmad yogaya yujyasva.
Tasmad yogaya yujyasva.
Yoga karma sukausalam.
Yoga karma sukausalam.
Buddhi yukto jahati ha.
Buddhi yukto jahati ha.
Ube sukruta duskrute.
Ube sukruta duskrute.
Tasmad yogaya sujayasva.
Tasmad yogaya sujayasva.
Yoga karma sukausalam.
Yoga karma sukausalam.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. A man engaged in devotional service rids himself of both good and bad actions even in this life. Therefore, strive for yoga, O Arjuna, which is the art of all work. Repeat after me, please. A man engaged in devotional service.
A man engaged in devotional service.
Rids himself of both good and bad.
Rids himself of both good and bad.
Actions even in his life.
Actions even in his life.
Therefore, strive for yoga.
Therefore, strive for yoga.
O Arjuna. Which is the art of all work.
Which is the art.
Time immemorial, each living entity has accumulated the various reactions of his good and bad work. As such, he is continuously ignorant of his real constitutional position. One's ignorance can be removed by the instruction of the Bhagavad Gita, which teaches one to surrender unto Lord Sri Krishna in all respect and become liberated from the chain victimization of action and reactions, birth and death, birth after birth. Arjuna is therefore advised to act in Krishna consciousness, the purified process of resultant action. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuramritam Ena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagama Raghunatham Vitam Tamsa Jivam Sadvaitam Sarvadutam Parijana Sahitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate
Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama
Rama Rama Hare Hare
So would you two of you mind to sit on sofa both of you and one behind Pranavallava would you please come here both of you can sit on the sofa here don't mind my arrangement please because I want to give you the best for whatever little time we have and if you learn this sloka what Krishna is trying to tell us here you will make your life totally successful totally and if you don't learn what Krishna is trying to say here learn and practice then your life will be becoming total zero dhanya ya sunya One or another. Very nice sloka actually. Krishna says that a man engaged in devotional service, meaning devotional service means bhakti. So you will say that where it says in this sloka bhakti. But he says, yoga karmasu kaushalam. Yoga, bhakti yoga. Yoga of various kind, but if they are real yoga, then they culminates, they meet into bhakti. And throughout Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is stressing this point. Become my devotee. Manmana bhava madha bhakto. Become my devotee. He said that twice in Gita, means he's stressing. He said twice, 12th or 9th and 18th chapter. And at the end of this chapter he's saying, both chapter, become my devotee. Because Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Meaning that he is the source of everything demigods means devatas 33 crore devatas 33 million different demigods starting with Indra Chandra Brahma Vayu Agni name it 33 crore devatas and Krishna is the source of all these demigods in another word demigods are his personal assistant servant demigods are his Bhratya. Ekalo Ishwar Krishna Ar Sab Bhratya. Ar Ichchaye Nachiya Bhai Tare Kare Nritya. Not to feel bad about your Ishtadev. You may have different than Krishna. Not to feel bad about it. But eventually you will have to come to the conclusion through Vedic scripts, Vedic scriptures that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead and source of all incarnations such as Vishnu, Ram, Narayan, Varaha, Kacha, Matsya Avatar, Vaman Avatar, Narasimha Avatar, etc. His Krishna's avatar are not 10 or 24. Krishna's incarnations are unlimited. Example is given in Bhagavatam, 3rd chapter of 1st canto, that as many waves are there in a particular lake or ocean, that many incarnations of Krishna are there. And they are eternally existing in a spiritual world. Not that Krishna has to incarnate his expense. This is called his personal expansion, personal swamsa and vibhinna ansa. We are his vibhinna ansa, and incarnation are his swa ansa, swamsa, his personal expansion and separated expansion. We are spirit soul and we are separated expansion of Krishna. And avataras, his personal expansion. So Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvita. Buddha, those who are intelligent, buddhiman, buddha bhava samanvita, they will understand that I am the source of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pravartate, and by me everything is maintained. Mata sarvam pravartate iti matva bhaj, and at the end everything comes back to me. So asmi cha aham yo vasishyate so asmi cha aham. At the end, jo bachta hai. At the end, whatever is left is also me. In another, everything comes into me, and whatever is left over is also comes back to me. So there is nothing except Krishna right now, in past and in beginning. There is nothing except Krishna. Because everything is emanating from Krishna. And because everything is emanating from Krishna, everything is his energy. Just like this sun rays are emanating from sun. So we say, sun came in the window. Hare Baba, if sun comes to in your window, then you will be of no existence. Your window will not exist. But we say sun came. So why? Because the kiran, the rays of sun and sun, they are non-different from each other. The rays of the sun are the energy of sun. And that's why we identify rays as sun. Same thing. Everything, emanate and inanimate, moving and non-moving, everything is coming from Krishna and no one else. Krishna is the origin. Our origin, or everything's origin, is Krishna. So this is not this sloka, but I am trying to make you understand very important thing throughout Vedic literature. If you study it very carefully, you will come to the conclusion that there is only one God, and that is Krishna. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit of Vedic literature, which is written and compiled by Srila Vyasadeva at his mature knowledge, after compiling Veda, Purana, Itihas, Vedanta, Vedant Sutra, corollary literature, everything. He compiled Mahabharata, and at the end he was despondent. He was very unhappy. So his guru Narad Muni came and he chastised him, that up till now you have done khichdi, you have done all hodgepodge, you have stated only dharma, artha, kama, moksha, no devotion, no God, sab Devi Puran, Shiv Puran, and Brahmavaivarta, all Puran, Vayu Puran, Agni Puran, all demigods Puran, and you have stated them in their Puran as a supreme. But this is hodgepodge. Everywhere you say he is supreme, he is supreme, he is supreme. But you haven't pacified, you haven't seen the ultimate glories of Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees, the exchange of love between him and his devotees. You haven't pacified that. And you haven't nailed everything down. Everything is hodgepodge. So he chastised him like anything. He said, you wrote garbage literature. He said, Vyasa Tirtham, where crows goes into garbage and try to chew those garbage. So please write about Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees' exchanges of love between him. That then Srimad Bhagavatam, he spoke, Narad Muni spoke Chatur Sluki Bhagavat, Aham Eva Asam Eva Agre, Na Yat Sat Asat Param, etc. Chatur Sluki Bhagavat. And then Srila Vyasadeva elaborated that Chatur Sluki Bhagavat into Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam. So in this Bhagavatam is the mature knowledge of Vyasadeva. At maturity, and it is the natural commentary of Vedanta Sutra. Natural commentary means Sahas Samjota guide. In India, students have guide to the textbook. So this is Srimad Bhagavatam, is the ripened fruit of Vedic literature, and that's where every other page. Krishna is mentioned. Narayan, Vishnu, all these words are used. But you will see at the end, you will come to know. Hari is used. Many, many words used. But you will come to the conclusion, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna says that you give up Sukrut and Duskrut. Sukrut ka, who knows meaning of Sukrut in Hindi? Or Sanskrit?
Achche kaam aur bure kaam.
Very good. Achche kaam matlab? Arthat? Punya. Very good. So he's telling, give up punya. And most of the Hindu people will be finished in this world. You have to give up punya karma. Otherwise, what will happen? If you don't give up,
To enjoy the results of that,
exactly. You will go.
You keep coming back.
Exactly. And what are the biggest distresses of our life? Janma, Mrityu, Budapa, or Rog. So, Punya Karma will not relieve you from this anxiety of birth, death, old age, and disease. Punya, Tetam Bhuktva. Svarga lokam vishalam kshine punye mruti lokam vishanti ai trai dharma anuprapanna gata gatam kam kama labanti. क्या फायदा हुआ आपको? गतागत रहा और आपको जन्म मृत्यु जरा व्याधि रही, तो ऐसे पुण्य कर्मों से फायदा क्या? सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन मिल जाएगा. यू विल ग्रेटिफाई योर सेंसेस. You will feel temporary happiness through your senses, body. But that is not the ultimate goal of our life. It is going to keep make you suffer, birth, death, old age, and disease. So Krishna says, Sukrut, give it up. Swarg, give it up. And he said, Duskrut, Pap, Nark kisko beni chahiye. Nobody wants to have hellish planet. Nobody wants to go to hellish planet. So he said, that's why he said, Ube Sukruta Duskrute. He Buddhi Yukto Jahati. One who is most intelligent and engaged in devotional service to Krishna. Devotional service to Krishna means bhakti. And bhakti to Krishna means no good karma, piety, punya karma, no bad karma, no pap. No pap, no punya. No swarg, no nark. Bhakti karma to Krishna means you will attain Krishna. Yanti deva vrata devan, pitrun yanti, bhutani yanti bhutej. Yanti. Very good. You say it? Very good. Not paramgati. Yanti madhya jino pima. So, Krishna very, very pacifically, very precisely saying this. He says, if you yanti dev, if you worship dev, demigods, then you go to demigods, swargalok. And yanti dev vrata devan pitra, if you worship pitris, then you will go to pitrilok, below nark, nark, baju mein nark ke bhi, right beside hellish planets, is Pitruloka. So you will go to Pitruloka. Pious place, it is nice place, Pitruloka. Nark is not nice. So, Bhutani Yanti Bhutejya. And those who worship Bhuta, Preta, Pichas, then they will go to the planet of Bhuta. And those who worship me will come to me, Vaikuntha. Those who worship me will come to Vaikuntha or Golok Vrindavan. Even higher than Vaikuntha is Krishna's abode. Vaikuntha is Lord Vishnu Narayan abode, Lakshmi Narayan abode, Aishwarya Dham. Detail, we will learn this detail, Vaikuntha and Golok and everything. But right now, you will come back to me. Yanti deva vrata devan, pitrun yanti pitru vrataha, bhutani yanti bhutejya, yanti madhyajino pimam. Those who worship me will come to me. And it is very scientific statement. You take a ticket at railway station to go to Baroda, and you think you will wind up in Calcutta. I want to go to Calcutta. It's not. Whatever you desire, that will be your destination. You desire to come here, quick homework you did, lunch and breakfast and everything, and fatafat you came here. Why? Because you desire to come here. Similarly, yanti is jana. You will go. So, you will go. You will choose your gati, your destination. You will meditate on, you will desire it. So Krishna says, ube punya karma or duskrut. Duskrut or sukrut. They will give it up here. And they will engage themselves in devotional service to me. And that is yoga karmasu kaushalam. Kaushal. Kaushalam means one who is very smart. Smarty, you know, smart cookie, we say in English. So those who are smart cookies, that is called kaushal, very clever, expert, perfect. Intelligent, perfect, okay. So kaushalam. Kaushalam, Prabhupada says, art. Kaushalam. Kushal. Kushalta. Expert. Praveen. So who is Praveen? Who is yoga karmasu kaushalam? That one who buddhi yogto jahati. Those who perform devotional service to me, they are intelligent and they will give up this bad and good deeds in this very life and they will perform transcendental loving devotional service to Krishna, bhakti. And with that bhakti, you will come back to me. And when you are back to Krishna, then whether you will be situated in your transcendental spiritual consciousness, you will lead your life transcendentally, where ups and downs, dukkha, sukha, shanti, Asanti, everything will not matter much. It may matter for few minutes, hours, and afterwards you again get fixed up in Krishna. So Krishna is saying to Arjuna, Arjuna was having heart attack and depression and tension and every kind of disease he had. And that's why he start mourning, crying, went into the back of his chariot and his Gandiv, he just slip away from his hand and depression, deep depression, tension. My grandsire Bhishmadev and Guru Dronacharya, my cousin brothers, my cousin sons and cousin, my sons and all relatives, I'll have to kill them. Who will not have a depression? Who will not have a depression? But Krishna is bringing him out of depression. He brings him out by giving him transcendental science of how we are soul, how Krishna is a super soul, Paramatma, and how we are eternal, how we choose our destiny, and how we can, whatever we practice, it decides our destiny. So Krishna is giving him real knowledge of transcendental science. Not body, he says, you are not body and they are not body. And because you and them are not body, you are not related to them. They are not related to me. But because they are all spirit soul, they all related to me. They are my part and parcel. They are eternally related to me. The eternal part and parcel means spirit soul. They are sanatan. Whom are you going to kill? And who is going to kill you? We are all eternal. So he is giving this knowledge and he says, Ma manusmar yuddhascha. You engage yourself into me. You remain connected to me. And then you fight. Then good and bad, he says, they give up here. I won or I got defeated. Good and bad, you leave it here. And you throw it in the garbage. And yoga karmasu kaushalam. And you become connected to me through devotion, bhakti. And with that bhakti, you can eternally remain peaceful, blissful, happy. Eternally you derive ananda from ananda called Krishna. Krishna's name is Ananda. Krishna is sum total of Ananda, bliss. So, if we plug into the reservoir of bliss, then the bliss will keep flowing constantly to you. So you have to plug into him. Plug into that reservoir of pleasure, who is Krishna. So plugging into or invoking mercy into Krishna is by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, like Krishna has unlimited compassion for each and every one of us. He has how much compassion, kripa? He wants to give us unlimited. But we have to invoke kripa in him. Just like a mother has a small young child, 6-month-old. The child loves mother, mother loves child. And mother is very compassionate, very kripalu to her little one. So she wants to do homework, housework, household work. So she puts baby in a crib and baby is, you know, happy in the crib. But when baby is hungry, so mother wants to feed, but unless baby cries, mother will not come and feed the baby. So baby will have to at least cry little bit, not much, then little. I am hungry. Then immediately mother will feed the baby. But at least baby will have to do something. What? Cry. And baby doesn't cry, which mother feeds baby here? So that Hare Krishna chanting is the cry of that baby. Krishna is compassionate towards us. But we have turned our face from away from Krishna. So that chanting is invoking mercy into Krishna. Then rest is done. You just turn your face towards Krishna and chant Hare Krishna, and immediately Krishna will leave. Believe me, He will leave everything aside and immediately He will come to you. He will. It's just a matter of recognizing Him. Just like the waves of your telephone company are here. 3-4 telephone companies' wave are moving here, moving around. But we are not able to know because our receiver is off. So we have Krishna's mercy is flowing every minute towards you. Why? Because He is your eternal well-wisher. He is your eternal father. He is your eternal source, eternal everything. So that's why constantly His kripa, mercy is flowing towards every living entity, whether it's a demon, non-bhakta or a devotee. No discrimination. Samam charanti sarvatra. Samoham sarvabhuteshu. He said, He didn't say samoham madhabhakteshu and asamaham raksasanam. He didn't say like that. He said samoham sarvabhuteshu. My mercy is flowing equally to all living entity. But some living entity become recipient, they receive, they become the radio. Waves are catched by that radio. So they become a radio. They cry for mother. A child is crying for mother. Immediately mother is, no question asked. Mother is immediately. Similarly, Krishna is that company. That is the only dharma. His dharma is to bestow unlimited compassion on all, each and every living entity. That is His nature. Like a mother, He is our mother. Mata ham yasya jagato, mata dhata pitama. Pita ham yasya jagato, mata dhata pitama. I am mother, I am father, I am everything to every living entity. So Krishna, see, wants to, mother wants to feed us. But we have to at least do little. And that little is crying for Him. And what is the cry? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
What can be more simpler than this? What can be more simpler? People say, people ask me, Prabhuji, this is बहुत कड़ा काम है तो लंबा श्लोक और 16 माला लंबा और सब कुछ लंबा है तो डोंट यू हैव समथिंग सिंपल देन आई से यस दैट इज सिंपल व्हाई डोंट यू गो टू हिमालय एंड एंगेज योरसेल्फ इन तप एज सिंपल देन आई से यस सिंपल स्क्रिप्चर यू स्टडी ऑल द स्क्रिप्चर इज इट सिंपल Then I say, okay, forget about this. You do havan, home, havan every day. Is that simple? Okay, I said, okay, if you don't cannot do that, then you have a big, huge temple and worship Lord in the temple. Can you do? Okay, we want more simpler. Okay, you sit down for 1 hour and don't deviate for even your mind, even for a second. Just concentrate on Krishna. Is it simple?
No.
What can be more simple than saying Hare Krishna? That's it. Is it not simple? So this is Kali Yuga, and in these days of Kali Yuga, simpler. Kalau tad Hari Kirtanat. This is a state law. Prabhupada says in Bhagavatam, second canto, And first chapter, I believe, it is stated, etat nirvidyamananam. Aap bolo mere piche. Etat
nirvidyamananam.
Ichatam akuto bhayat. Yogi nam nripa. Nirnitam. Nirnay kiya. Nirnitam. Harer naam anukirtanam. तो नैमिषारण्य के 60,000 सारे विश्व के योगियों ने यूनानिमस डिसीजन लिया. दे टुक यूनानिमस डिसीजन. व्हाट इज दैट यूनानिमस? योगी नाम नृप. नृप मीन्स राजा. हे परीक्षित राजा, ऑल योगीज ऑफ नैमिषारण्य, दे टुक यूनानिमस डिसीजन. व्हाट इज दैट यूनानिमस डिसीजन? दैट हरेर नाम अनुकीर्तनम. हरि लॉर्ड कृष्णा नाम, उनका नाम कीर्तनम. यू हैव टू से विथ योर माउथ, दैट्स इट. नॉट मच इन्वॉल्व, नॉट मच इन्वॉल्व. यू हैव टू जस्ट अटर द होली नेम. एंड दिस इज द यूनानिमस डिसीजन ऑफ ग्रेटेस्ट एलिवेटेड पर्सनालिटीज लाइक व्यासदेव, ही वॉज देयर. Narad Muni, he was there, and Saptarshi, they were there, and all great Kratu and Angira and you name it, all big Brahma and all big Rishi Munis were there, and they took unanimous decision for this day and age, Kali Yuga. They took unanimous, not one single vote away from the unanimous vote. Now what is that unanimous decision? Harer naam anukirtanam. Bhagavan ke naam ka anukirtan. Piche. Koi bolta hai? Piche. So this holy name we have to chant. Hare Krishna. And which mantra will be effective for this day and age? Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In Kaliya Santrana Upanishad, if somebody is Vedantist here, this is Vedanta Sruti, Smruti. Which Smruti? Kaliya Santrana, Tair Janeka, crossing over, swimming over. Kaliya Santrana Upanishad. So there, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is stated for this day and age. That if you want to cry for Krishna, which mantra? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
And big personalities, they always say, Bhagwan ka naam lo, Bhagwan ka naam lo. But wo Bhagwan ka naam dete nahi hai. Lo, aisa bolte hai. Bhagwan ka naam Om, Bhagwan ka naam Tu hai, wo main hoon. So hum, Bhagwan ka naam हम ब्रह्मास्मि, हम ब्रह्मास्मि वगैरह. लेकिन भगवान का नाम है हरे कृष्णा एंड रामा. ये भगवान के नाम है. कलियुग संतरण उपनिषद एंड भविष्य पुराण और सम अदर पुराण, मेनी प्लेसेस फॉर दिस टाइम डे एंड एज हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र इज स्टेटेड इन स्क्रिप्चर. एंड दैट्स व्हाई यू विल सी नाउ डेज इन our Hindu circles, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra you will be finding more than any other mantra. And Katha, you will find Bhagavad Katha, Gita Katha more than any other scripture. Because this is the process. Krishna is the God and we man to become His devotees by chanting 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mantra a day. 16 rounds means one mala like this is one mala, two mala, three mala, like that, 16 mala. And believe me, all of you, every single person here can do it if you want to do it. You wanted to come here very much craving, you came. You wanted to have children, you had. You wanted to get married, you got married. You wanted to become MCA, CA, PhD, you became. So if you want to chant, you will able to chant. There is no hindrance of any kind. There is no stumbling block of any kind. So you are all fortunate. Believe me, you are fortunate. And more fortune, if you want, then you have to start chanting His holy name. You might say, we Hare Krishna people always come to the point, chant, 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 can't, can't, can't. But this is the process for this day and age. This is the process. So you have to cry for Krishna. So who will do 16 rounds here? Please raise your hand. 1, 2, very good. 3, and no, don't shake your head, just raise your hand or you don't raise your hand. Who will chant? Very good, Mataji. Very good. Your name? Your name?
Seva Padma.
Huh?
Seva Padma.
Seva
Padma.
Seva.
Padma.
Seva.
Dono
Sati. So Seva, huh?
She's
initiated. Oh. Huh?
She's a counselor.
Yeah,
she only takes classes.
She takes classes. Oh, you take classes. Oh, wonderful. How nice of you.
In her house, in my house.
Good. And eventually you will have to take class, both of you. We have to become teacher, teaching transcendental subject matters. What can be nicer than this? So 16 rounds, you want to become fortunate, then there is no other way. I'm sorry, but Krishna says this. So why won't you? And every one of you doesn't have to go out there and dig trenches and do hard work 12 hours and, you know. Everybody are most fortunate, materially speaking. So you can do, if you want to do. Oh, we are late. Okay, so any question at all? The Padma Seva. Seva Padma will teach you even more. She is taught.
Today you have the opportunity to ask the question. Please go ahead.
I have a question.
Yes.
We always say Krishna is the Supreme Personality. We have learned that, understood that, and believe that also. But Krishna was also a form of Lord Vishnu. Among
his
so many forms, like
Rama, Krishna. No, other way. I said other way. You, if you want to know this, I said Bhagavatam is a ripened and mature knowledge. So, very beginning, Krishna, I mean Vyasadeva is establishing that Krishna's to Vishnu's to Bhagavan Swayam nahi bole. क्यों बिकॉज है आप गोरी क्यों हो आप हो सबको सब सवाल कर रहे हैं सबको मैं कह रहा हूं कि गोरी क्यों है गोरी है इसलिए गोरी है कृष्ण भगवान है इसलिए भगवान है
रामा को भी भगवान राम भगवान
नहीं देखो सुनो श्रीमद् भागवतम इज राइपन फ्रूट ऑफ वैदिक लिटरेचर एंड इट इज द मैच्योरिटी Srila Vyasadeva. And right in the beginning, he said, no kaitav religion. He is no cheating, he said, no cheating. Bhagavatam is not a cheating granth. That means other granth may be cheating. Right?
Maybe.
Whatever he wrote, no, it is. His guru said, Narad Muni chastised him. You read 6th chapter or 5th chapter of 1st canto of Bhagavatam. Narad Muni chastised him. You wrote garbage. He said, no? He says that? And you read that, no? He said, Vayasa Tirtham. So, yeah, he will open that. So, Vayasa Tirtham, Krishna, Narad Muni, his guru chastised him. That's why he's in right in the beginning, he's establishing Krishna as a supreme personality of Godhead. And we are the believer of Vedas as it is, not speculation. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. And that Krishna's incarnation, how many? It is also written there. Unlimited. You have read, wrong? You read? You heard. It is there in 1st canto, 3rd chapter. 1st canto, 3rd chapter. Sarasi, word is used. Sar means talab, means lake. Amrit Sar. Sar means talab. Amrit ka talab. Lake. So, as many waves there in talab, lake, sar, that many incarnation. So, you have to follow as it is. That's why we are as it is. You have to follow. Any other question? Yeah, I know. We have to do everything. Any another question? Any
so
other?
From the beginning, people, we have heard that you do punya,
yes.
Good deeds.
Yes.
But why is it that it is now saying that don't do punya? I mean, of course, the reason I understood. But now, even if you want to do punya, how do, I mean, do we stop ourselves or, you know, control ourselves in doing punya? We are confused now.
No. Okay, so this is what you do. You do transcendental punya karma, divya punya, add word divya in front. What that means is, if you want to give hungry people food, then it is punya. But if you give Krishna offered prasadam to the hungry, then it is called divya punya. Divya punya. Just like you want to give a dan, donation. So then you give it to Krishna, and you, as if you are giving it to Krishna, like Vaishnava, you give donation, connected with Krishna. Yeah, exactly. You got it. Connect everything to Krishna, and that is bhakti yoga.
So that is. I is negated. I am doing punya. It's not. I am not doing.
No.
I'm doing it as an instrument because He has made me capable.
Yes. Yes. Connect Krishna. That's it. You got it. Very good. Any other question? Yes.
And actually, I don't know whether it's actually true, but I just saw this scene in the Krishna serial or something where when Krishna goes back to Devaki, then Devaki is actually very, you know, she asks him that she would like to see the other children which were, she still has a craving to see the children who were killed by Kamsa.
Yeah.
And then he does get them back,
yes,
for a moment. I mean,
yes.
Like the same, in the same form, you know,
yes,
like small,
yes,
babies.
Yes.
And he satisfies her desire,
yes,
like that.
Yes.
And then after that, he makes her realize that this was just temporary thing and they have to go back.
Yes.
Because, you know,
yes,
they're not meant to be in this form anymore.
Karma is finished, yeah.
So I was just a bit confused because he is the knower of everything. And what Yashoda, being the mother of Krishna, she's desiring something on a material platform. She still has that attachment because obviously she means,
yes,
the material body after.
Yes, yes.
Then why does he satisfy that? I mean,
why does he
get those children
back? Yeah.
Because he could have probably given her a gyan and said that it was not meant to be and I'm the spirit soul and you're the spirit soul. So why does he even satisfy that material? And how should we relate this in our,
right,
life?
Well, we can take this many, many ways. So maybe I'll not to take up much time. Okay. So this is the, I'll talk to you, maybe on the phone or whatever way. We'll meet again also many times because I'm here for a week or so. So I'll, because we have to rush. 10:30 we're supposed to be there. Okay, sorry. Start. So thank you very much, Padmaji, for inviting.
She can call you. I know down her number.
Yeah.
Call up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
The beautiful question you asked.